Monday, the 21st of June, Tess Tammuz, Rabbi Eli Brunner, Kirche de Sibur.
Shusterov, my own Rabbi is saying. I'd like to pick out Be'ezus Hashem at Va'alucha, which is Nagera to this week's Sedal, the same in Yom HaDiyoma. The Gemara says in Berocha Stav Yud Beis Omed Beis. Omer Rabbe Vol Ben Zutrasa, Omer Rabbe Yudah Bar Zavida. Bikshu Likvoya Parshas Bolok B'Kriya Shema. Chazal wanted to put the Parshas of Bolok into Kriya Shema that we say every day, Pamayim B'chol Yoyim. Umi Pnei Ma Loi Kovua. Why didn't they put in the Parshas of Bolok into Kriya Shema? Mishtum Toyach Tzibur. Because Tircha De Tzibur. Now, which is this pasuk that Chazal are talking about that they wanted to put into Kriya Shema? The pasuk where Bilam prays Klal Yisrael, this pasuk, Korah Shochav Kuari, Ucholovi Mi Yikimenu. He crouched and lay down like a lion, and like a lion cub, who can stand him up? That's the literal translation. And Rashi explains there on the Gemara, the Domi Leshochbuchov Kumecho. That what the Torah says, Korah Shochav Kari, that's B'shochbecha, Ucholovi Mi Yikimenu, that's the Ubukumecha part of what we say in the Kriya Shema. So Drashi weiter, Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Shomreinu B'shochveinu Ukumenu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu guards us when we lay down, when we go to sleep, and we get up in the morning, Lishkav Shalvim Ushketim Kari Ucholovi, that we should be able to sleep in our beds quietly and peacefully. And then, Ucholovi Mi Yikimenu, we get up like a lion. And who can stand him up? And the Mashor explains there for naught. What does it mean, Ucholovi Mi Yikimenu, who can stand him up? Like a lion, who wakes him up? Be'ema zuk de Mashor, nobody wakes up a lion. A lion doesn't need an alarm clock to wake him up. He wakes himself up with a roar. Bezrizus. Zuk de Mashor, like the lion, Ucholovi Mi Yikimenu, like the lion wakes up Bezrizus with a roar, we should get up Bezrizus, we say Moedani, for our Zizus, to our Avodas Hashem. So I'd like to share with you, Rabbis, a few lines, as many as we can get in with the time. I don't want to overstep the time. It's on Shnaika Tircha de Tzibur. So I'd like to share with you as many lines as we've got here, where we bring out this din of Tircha de Tzibur and how far it goes, if it's the Bonons or the Rises, we'll see as the sugya unfolds. The first makar, I think, which is the most important makar, is a Mishnah in Yuma, a famous Mishnah. The Mishnah says in the beginning of the seventh perek, we're talking about the Kohen Gadol there, he's lining the parshas on Yom HaKodesh and Yom HaKippur. The Kohen Achrei Mois, the Kohen Gadol lines from Achrei Mois, and then the Ach Be'osel HaKodesh, which we don't do. The Goel El Sefer Torah, then we do Galila. Umenicha Becheik, he puts it in his arm, he holds the Sefer Torah, the Oima, and he says, Yosir Mashik, Lisil Ifnechem, course of Khan. There's more so to say to come. And then when it comes to the Pasha of Be'osel, Bachodesh Hashvi, the Pasha which we line in Pinchas, which is our Maftir, Koyan Alper. That he lines by heart. And the Gemara in Daf Ayin, the next Omad after the Mishnah, Fekti Kasha. Amai Koyer Alper, why does he line the Pasha of the Aftoya from Pinchas? Valper, Niglal Venika, be Goyle the Sefer Torah, and line the Sefer Torah from the Pasha from a Sefer Torah. And for the Gemara, Omer Afunne Bereda of Yeshua, Omer Af Sheishes, Lefisha in Goyle in Sefer Torah Bitsiba. We don't spend time or waste time to be goyel sefer Torah mipnei kovad tzibur. It's nishka kovad tzibur for the tzibur to wait around and to wait till the gamba or whoever the balkoyer has to be goyel sefer Torah. It's the gamba's job to see to it. It's his privilege to see to it before the tefillah that the sefer Torah should be up in its right place. Ad kedei kach the din isn't shulchan aruch. If one was to take out the wrong sefer Torah, we don't put that sefer Torah back. Because, well, there actually it's covered, it's not to be poigim in the covered of Sefer Torah. There we'll see that's one case where we will override that Indian, this concept of Torah de Tircha de Tzibur, because of covered de Tzibur. But at any rate, the Gemara says there in Yuma, als Tircha de Tzibur, als covered de Tzibur, we're not goyel the Sefer Torah in the Beis HaMikdash. We rather, the Kohen Gadol rather lanes the Sefer Torah by heart, rather than to keep the Tzibur waiting till they finish doing the Galila to get it to the right place. Lemaisa, halacha lemaisa, we are not Zoya in this halacha. Because on Yom Tov, when we take out two Sefer Torahs, one for the Inyon of the Yom, if it's Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, and one for the Maft of that particular Yom Tov, the din is, if a Tzibah can't afford two Sefer Torahs, so they'll just do with one Sefer Torah. So what do? We line from the first Sefer Torah, and we aren't goyled the second Sefer Torah. We don't line. Nobody lines by heart today. It's going to line in the Beis HaMikdash. We are goyled the Sefer Torah for the Maftir. And I, Tirch HaTzibur, we don't seem to be worried all of a sudden about Tirch HaTzibur. And they're showing them Fagin already the Kasha. They're involved there in the Sukkah and the Yuma. It's a starke Kasha. What's that? Why do we neglect this whole concept of all of a sudden of Tirch HaTzibur? Is Be'emes the Mogen Avraham in Simon Kuf Mem and Dalet? He asks this kasha as well, and he gives the following teretz. He says like this: "Bezeh loshen, dafke bekriyas kohen gadol b'mikdash. Dafke when the kriyas hakodesh, the kohen gadol, lined from the base of mikdash, from the sefer Torah, shoho yushom kol yisrael. Well, kol is lav dafke. A good kol yisrael en masse were in the base of mikdash in the azor. Ve'eino moichlim al kavoidom kohen aper." Das heißt zu sagen, a good chelak of Klal Yisrael were in the Beis HaMikdash at the time to hear the Beis HaKoyim, to hear the Kohen Gadol do the Kriyas HaTorah, and they weren't moichel on their kovet to wait around, and therefore the Kohen Gadol would have to line by heart because of kovet tzibur, not to keep them waiting to be goyel. Ma she'enkin, says the Mogen Avraham, in a shul, in a tzibur, there are not so many people around, and therefore, when the Kohen Gadol would line by heart for the second Sefer Torah, we know it's possible nowadays. But however good a Balkari is, he'll slip up, he'll make a mistake. It's possible he might even leave out a word. And Mimela, it says Sofik, if he was to line it by heart, whether the tzibur would be oitzer. Masha Enkin, says the Mogen Avraham in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohen Gadol was a Talmud Chacham Muvuk, he was rogil, he was fluent, no way would he have left anything out. There he could afford to line the Sefer from the Sefer Torah by heart. There's no chashash that he wouldn't be able to be moitzi anybody. And therefore, B'Shas HaTchak, they would be goyel the Sefer Torah. It's nish gefarlich in the Beis HaMikdash. But we have to add here, Turkey de Dibber, you shouldn't think for one moment, as the way the Mogen Avraham speaks it out, that this concept of Tirch de Tzibur only applies to a large Tzibur. The Sefer Pardes HaGadol, one of the Gedolei Rishonim, writes that if you've only got barely a minion, 10 Yidin, 10 Yidin also has got the same covered tzibur as if it would be 100 Yidin. There's no chilek, 10 Yidin or a large tzibur. Tirch HaTzibur is always there. Now, whether or not Tirch HaTzibur is the Raisa or the Rabbonon is a big machlokes Rishonim. The Rishonim bring a raya that be'emes, this Tirch HaTzibur is so chomo that it could even be b'deraisa. Because l'chora, we've got a kasha on this Mishnah from the Kohen Gadol. We said what happens is by the maftir, the Kohen Gadol lines the maftir by heart. So Fagin said, the kasha, we've got a rule. The Gemara says, in Gemara and Gittin, Taf Samach, Dvorim shebiksav, iyata shorem loim abalpeh. The Torah that is written b'ksav, our chumash, is an issur to write, is to say balpeh. A lot of Rosh Hashivas, I've noticed, a big goyse gedolei rabbonim, they want to quote the pasuk, they'll have a chumash in front of them, the easiest pasuk, by Dam Hashem al Moshe, they won't say the whole pasuk by heart, because of Dvorim shebiksav, yadashom loim balpeh. The more learns it out from a pasuk. Api advorim o'elo korati. So you have to say it b'ksav. So Zakasha, how could the Kohen Gadol line from the mafter by heart? Elamai zung the Rishonim, from here is a raya that this concept of Tirch HaTzibur is a deraisa, because the Kohen Gadol would rather line by heart and actually be over whatever that issa is, or Dvorim Shebiksav, Iyata Shomer Alper, rather to be Matzir HaTzibur, that the Tzibur should wait around to be Goydel the Sefer Torah. It's a lie that this Tirch HaTzibur could be mitaraisa. Even more so, sometimes we bend the halacha because of Tirch HaTzibur, because we find there's a special mitzvah of to give cover to a Talmud Chacham. Steht a posik in Torah, in Parshas Kedoshim, mipnei seva tokum If a Talmud Chacham comes into the room, there's a chiyuv to stand up for him. Nevertheless, the Gemara Zot in Kiddushin Lamed Beis that a Talmud Chacham shouldn't abuse this din. The Gemara says, "Abshimer ben Alozo Eimer, minayin the Talmud Chacham shuloy lahatziyach hatzibur." How do you know that there's a chiyuv in the Talmud Chacham not to abuse the system and not to be matziyach the tzibur, to go in and out, just to make the oilam stand up for him? Zokti Gemara, he v'yoreish Hashem lekecho. At the end of that mitzvah, Mipnesever Tokum, without Mipnesokin, the Pasuk says, V'yoreisim Hashem Lekecho. So it's up to the Talmud Chacham, the Talmud Chacham has to have that Yirat Shamayim, not to abuse this mitzvah and take advantage and look for covert and wait for people to come in early or late, whatever, that people should stand up for him. And as we've had Paskin in Shulchan Aruch, the Yodea Paskin in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Mem Dalet, Sivov, Ein roi le chochom, it's not right for a chochom, she atriach la tzibbe, to be matziach the tzibbe, lechaven, lave lifneem, she yamdu miponov. To get up and to go in and out all the time, in order that people should stand up. So Agam, there is an Indian of covert, but he has to see to it, and that's only he knows that, v'yoreisim ele kechol, he knows whether he's doing it the Shem Shemaim or not. The Gemara Zot in Berachos, Tonu Rabbonon, Hamispalel, when you daven, you have to have kavona. So to Yomar, Tanya Abba Sholoyma, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Kachoyam in Hoger Shal Rabbi Kiva, this was the minig, the way Rabbi Kiva would daven. Kishahoyam is Pala Lima Tzibba. If he would daven with the Tzibba, he was Shliach Tzibba, Hoyam Mekatzev Oila, he would cut it short. He wouldn't be so maich. Why? Lipne Torech HaTzibba. Not to let the Tzibba wait for him. Kishahoyam is Pala Bein Al Vaatzmoy, if he was davening either by himself, not as a shliach tzibur, or perhaps by yechides, then order manicha bezov yizu, or moitzi bezov secheres. A person could find the bekiva davening in one corner, and land up at the end of davening in another corner. Why? So to gemon bipnei kriyas v'hashtach avoyas. Rabbi Kiva made the point when he would bow by moidim, or wherever, nachnekoyim, wherever one needs to bow, the four places in the Shemoneser, he would bow down the whole, the kriya and the shtach avoyas was such an avoyder, he would land up in a different part of the room. We're not moig like that, because ba'as is a din and shulchan aruch, you have to stand in one place when you daven. In Belz, apparently, they got the Belz Chassidim al-Makbid, but not only Shmoneser, Stam Bechlal, davening, not to walk around. You'll see the Belz Chassidim, they don't walk around the davening. So, you need to stand in one place for the whole tefillah. Never mind Shmoneser. So, the Melech Kumtois, when Rabbi Kiva daven b'tzibah, he was Makatzev Oila. Why? Shuloy lehatziyach hatzibah. But when Rabbi Kiva was when he davened bein al atzmoi, he was prepared to give up his goyse kavonas, change his style of tefillah so he wouldn't be medaktik so much in tefillahs, but in order kedei shelo la'atziach hatzibur, he would be mekatzer. And maybe that could come under Rabbi Kiva's logo. This Rabbi Kiva's famous for v'hafter le'echa om Rabbi Kiva v'hafter le'echa k'moicha zeh klal gadol b'toyer. Rabbi Kiva's his motto was famous, and maybe kedei shelo la'atziach hatzibur could come under v'hafter le'echa k'moicha. And here the tzibur's finished, they're davening or whatever it is, they finish this year. You want to go? Time is time. You finish. You want to go home. You go to work. You go to breakfast. Whatever it may be, there's this inyan shelo la'atziach hatzibur, and that's what maybe Rabbi Kiva had in mind when he said more than necessary. Siddur HaSefer called Chuvas Shalis Chuvas Binyamin Zev. This Binyamin Zev was a Sfardi Godel. He was a Rav in Greece, and the Ramah Mizman Lazman throughout Shulchan Aruch brings him down the Halacha. So you can see the Ramah must have held him in great esteem. And the Chuvas Binyamin Zev writes as follows. Apparently there was a shoil, there was a questionnaire, and he had the following, the Binyamin Zev had the following shaila, and he writes him back, Va'al asher kosafto, that's what you're asking me about, the noyer shliach tzibur, that the minig for the shliach tzibur is, shemashlim tfilas lachash, he finishes his quiet shmoneser, lispalal bekoil rom, to start his new shmoneser, the shliach tzibur digish shmoneser. And as we know it today, v'yesh sham chochom echot, Oy echad michashuve ha'am betziba. There is either the chochom, which nowadays we have the rov, is in shul, or someone with chashuve ha'am, it could be a bezdin, or resh bosh bezdin. Sheloi hishlim tefilosai. He or they, the rabbonim, have not yet finished their tefillah. And v'oyse shliach tziba mamtin oisoi. The shliach tziba is waiting for him ad shemashlim tefilosai, until he's waiting his tefillah. Paskins the binyamin zev a filler. Even sheheshlima kol hakol, everybody's finished davening. They finished eshmanasa. Nidali ani asdati. He says, it appears to me, in my humble opinion, the ein linig minigzeh. Mazal nish vaten for the rov. Don't wait for the rov. Do bahomekama mekoymes. We find in several places in Shas the choshu chazal mishum tichad tzibur. Chazal were worried and makbid not to cause the tircha d'tzibur. Dor sefer Torah, and he brings our raya, the mission in Yuma, which we started off with. Dor sefer Torah ain't a nigel b'tzibur. The Kohen Gadol wouldn't be goyel the sefer Torah and the tzibur. Mipnei kovad tzibur umishum tircha d'tzibur kedeisa b'yuma. As the mission in the Yuma, the whole sugya there says in Yuma. Memela paskins the binyom in zeif that one should not wait for the rov. Rabbeinu Shimshon ben Avraham Yosef says, and he even goes further. He says, if he would see this happening, that the tzibur of everybody's waiting for the Shmoyel Chadachor, the Shliach Tzibur, to start his Chazor Seshatz, and they're waiting for the Rov, Hoya Goya boy, he would scream, he would shout at the Shliach Tzibur and say, no, hey Pshalom, start already. And therefore he says, Kivan Shesaim or Hatzibah, he writes, the Bein Shimshon Rav Yosef is a Rishon, since the Tzibah have already finished that Tzvila Balachash, Ein Roy Latriach Alem, it's not right to Batriach the Tzibah to wait for the Shliach Tzibah to start off. Venera Li Haheded Binyomin, he says on himself. He brings the Binyomin Zev, he says, it appears to me the Hecha HaChoshuv Ein Ebebe Sekneses Mamtine Nashiova Ein Nasiskein. There was a minhag, I can't remember if in any shul it is like that. But not only for Chazor Seshatz, there's the minhag, and there still is the minhag today, we'll still have to explain that, why we do wait for the Rov. But Amolig Etzaiten, there was a minhag, they didn't start Shachis Lamosha until the Rov came. They waited for the Rov. Now what happens if the Rov is late? Should you wait? It's covered, according to a covered Talmud Chacham, you have to wait for him. That's the minig at Tzibur. On the other hand, there's a tzichah de Tzibur. What do you do? Paskin ze ben yom in zev, ein la tzich ve ein la hamtin al harov. You don't wait for him. As soon as there's a minion, you start at tefillah straight away. Shaloi la hatzich ha tzibur. And he goes even further. Umanishin oisai. You have to punish him. You have to, I don't know how, maybe fine him, take a, reduce his salary. She doesn't say what. Umanish inoisoi, al she yitzriach ha-tzibah, because he was matriach the tzibah, he kovad ha-tzibah godl kadefishna. Kovad ha-tzibah is greater than to wait for the Talmud Chacham. It's doicha that kovad that one ought to give to the Talmud Chacham because of tzriach ha-tzibah. There are more in Simcha Kuchah Merchov Dalet, Paskins is bin Yomin Zev, and he writes to them all, Bezer Loshen, Im Yesh Yechidim Bekohol, there are individuals in the Tzibah, Marichim B'Tfilosim, and they're Marich in their Tfilas, Ein La'ashliach HaTzibah La'hamtim Aleim, the Shliach Tzibah should not wait for them, Afilehim Chashuvim Ho'ir, like the Rov or the Arbezen, and Lachain, im ho yaminim b'meis haKnesses, there's a minin in the Knesset, in the shul ready to daven, ein lahamtin al olam godom, oy al olam choshiv im adayin loybo. That minik which they had, that if he would come, that they would wait for the Rov to start tefillah, if he came late, they wouldn't wait for him. They would go ahead with the tefillah. Now, Lachoy, you can ask a kasha. I, bizmaneinu, nowadays, I believe, b'chol tutsis you saw, the minik is we wait. We wait for the Rov till he finishes Kriyashma, and we wait for the Rov till he finishes Shmanasa, and then the Shliach Tzibah goes ahead. Oh. There was once a Khalif, I don't want to say who, and he came to Shul, and he was sitting there, he had no patience, he wanted to get on with his learning, his head was swimming in learning, and he was waiting, that the Shliach Tzibah, that the Rov, Zolshem Zogun, Hashem Lakeichem Emes, to finish Shema. So after he doubled Ishmanese, he couldn't control himself. He said, "But you darf lang warten auf sein Emes." Yeah, it's a scharfe word from him. Anyway, But lechoya the kashy zeh out the kashy zeh shver bismaneinu. Nowadays the meaning is we do wait on. I we just said there's no Indian. You shouldn't wait for the rov. At kovad atzibur tichad itzibur. Zokt avdein the Mishneh Berurah. The Mishneh Berurah says there in Siman Kuf Chav Dalet va'achshav bezeh aloshem va'achshav noagu lahamtin. The meaning now is to wait. Shisaimu ha'ar bezdin or the shaloyv an anoshim is parallel b'merutzo because most people in the tzibur they daven quickly. They want to get over the davening. For hamispandel mila b'mila, someone who takes care of his tefillahs and davens mila b'mila says each word separately. Lo yuchaloy mekedusha mitzibah. No way will he be able to get kedusha in mitzibah if we don't wait for the rov. So the rov is really like a time guide. Besides having a person of authority in the tzibah, he's also a time guide for us to know that when he's finished, you can be quite sure everybody or a good percentage of the tzibah will be able to reach kedusha mitzibah without rushing it. There's another sefer from the Gedolei HaRishonim from Dari Al-Ghazi. He wrote a sefer on Tfilah. It's called Sefer Shalmei Tzibah. And there he writes, if the rov knows that the tzibah are waiting for him, and the rov normally is marach b'tfilosoi, so he says a chiddush there. And again, I don't know if anybody, any rov takes this on. Middle of the rov shmenesa, he should go back 3 steps, make out ki'ilu, he's finished the Shmonesah. Like this, this is a signal for the Shliach Tzibah to start the Shmonesah. And then later on, he goes back forwards again three steps and carries on with his own Shmonesah. Normally, you're not allowed to walk around, as we said before, in the middle of Shmonesah. But in order, Shaloi Lahatzir Chatzibah, Paskins Dari Al Ghazi, that the Rav should do this, Kidei Shaloi Lahatzir Chatzibah. They say Chemet, Paskins. But he says you don't have to go, the rov doesn't have to go so far as that. He says the rov's not mechuyav to go back 3 steps in the middle of Shmonesah. All he needs to do is to give a signal, or a nod, shokel mitakov, or even before Shmonesah, he can tell the Shliach Tzibah, he can tell him once and for all, look here, I've done a long Shmonesah, I'm oichel, like you said, Shimon. You don't need to wait for me, I'm oichel ma'akobat, and that says the stichemet, that's good enough. Again, the word is, kidei shloy la tzircha tzibah, not to cause a tzircha
tzibah. Only about the Shmonesah, or about Krishmeh,
He talks about Shmonesah, this day Chemet. Yeah, but he says it in Shmonesah. The Chubas Mari Migash, another Rishon, he writes, Bezer Loshen, Yoideinu Adoneinu, he was also given this Shaila, tell us, Adoneinu, Im Hoya Shliach Tzibah Marach B'Tfilosai. Supposing the Shliach Tzibah was Marach in his Tfilah. The Shliach Tzibah macht a lange Shmonesah. Yeah, he schleps out the Shliach Tzibah. It can happen. Shliach Tzibah, the chazan, schleps out the. Is that a good thing or not? Zokte Marie Megash, he writes in his tshuva, Shliach Tzibah shemach b'tfilosoi, im hoya hatzibah mach b'tfilosoi kemoisoi. If the Shliach Tzibah, if the Tzibah, on Marech, like he's Marech, then it's nishkefelech. Then nobody's waiting for him. Especially if there's a Rav, so he's not the last one to finish. They're not, nobody's waiting for him. However, he says, the Ari Megash, if he is finished, and if everybody's finished, and the Shliach Tzibah hasn't, he's being Marech his Tzibah, that's the Shliach Tzibah's quiet Shmonesah, before he starts off, Zokhte, no, he shouldn't do that. He should not be Marech the Tzibah, Kedei Shaloi Lahatzir Chal Tzibah. The Rashba was given the following shayla. The Rashba in Chuvas, in Simon Reish Tezbov, Chelek Aleph, he writes back to the shayla and he says as follows, Shu'alto, you asked me, the Shliach Tzibah Shekoy Loi Orev, the Shliach Tzibah's got a nice voice, but Noam Al HaShoyim, and people like the Tzibah likes to listen to him, Umarech Bit Filosoi, a chazen tzichoyz, a gogel tzichoyz, kidei sheyishma om koy lo orev. People should hear his lovely voice. Im Orech Oloi, is that right or not? And for the Rashba in Chuvas, Acha HaKvona Saleiv Heim Amurim. This all goes by the Kavona, the Levi depends on the Shliach Tzibah himself. Im Hu Mispana Lev Shem Shemaim, if he doubles the Shem Shemaim and the Chazan Tzibah likes it, he's got a nice voice, they enjoy the Tfilah, why not? This is he's doing it the Shem Shemaim, it's fine. But if he's Marech, because he likes to hear his own voice, and people should be Meshabech of the Shalou, or beautiful Chazan, or there, Gedavant, you hear people talk like that, what a wonderful Chazan he is, Zokta HaYizeh Meguna, says the Rashba. That's a bad thing, HaYizeh Meguna. Umikol Mokim, says the Rashba, called Shuhu Marech Bitfilosoi Loitoiv. Even if he means it Lashem Shemaim, it's not right to be Marech too long, because Vi Nisht Vi, the Sotan can get in and take away his Kavonas Lashem Shemaim. There's another Rashba in Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Tezvov, and he brings the following Shaila. There was once a Kohen in a Shul, and he came late to davening. Can happen. It happens to the best of us. And on that day, they needed Kriya Sotoya, face on Monday, on a Thursday, whatever it was. So the din is, he'd call up a Kohen. He happened to be the only Kohen in the Tzibur. Is the Shaila, what do you do here? If you wait for the Kohen, if you don't wait for the Kohen, you're going to be over Bikidashto. Bikidashto is the Raisa. And according to some Shoinim, on the other hand, you've got the Viktir Lizvur could also be a Raisa. So what do you do? Zokter Rashba, you don't wait for him. You are the Moichel, this Indian, this Kibbut of Bikidashto. If he wants to be Maich, or if he's come late, that's down to him, that's his fault. If he knows it's a day where you're lying Kriya Sotoya, make sure you come on time. He's come late for fun. You don't wait, Zuk the Rashba, today Shaloi Latzir Chalatziba. And the Rashba paskins, Mistabba, he says, in Santa Loshan of the Rashba, Mistabba She'em Amtin Loi. Logic tells us, the Sfora tells us not to wait for him until he's finished his Shmoneh Esrei, even though there is this concept of Kedashta, which is a Deraisa. Nevertheless, says the Rashba, Shaloi Bechol Mokim Yaktim Koyen. We're not always Maktim the Koyen. Shai Bamokim Tamad Chochem, Afila Ger Tamad Chochem Koyenim Loi. A Ger Tamad Chochem can also come before. Veloi Yehi Kovet Hasiva Kal Mitzibur Derabonin, says the Rashba. Let the Kovet Hasiva be no less than the Kovet of a Tamad Chochem, and sometimes This takes precedence over a coin. So the Rashba paskins, we don't wait for him. The Oyel Zuru, I had another Shaila. There was a Moyel who was an Oval, Rahman al Islam. The halacha is, an Oval has to sit lechatchila, he's got to sit Shiva in his own house. He's not allowed to go out for 7 days from his house. There are exceptions, circumstances that we allow him to go out. But lechatchila, that's the din, he's got to stay there in his house for the whole Shiva. Lo yeitz mibeisi, the Shulchan Aruch says. Now, the shaila here was that he's the only moyel in town. So, the Ozeru was asked, what does the moyel do now? Does he go to shul and do the bris in shul? Because, after all, that if you get the tzibur to come to him, it'll be a tircha de tzibur. Or, hayoyis is an oval of modern Islam, let him do the bris at home, and the tzibur should come to him, bring the baby to him, and do the bris at home. Paskin doi zeruah, that for the first 3 days, he has to stay at home. After the third day of his avelus, he should leave his house and do the bris in shul, shaloi latziach tzibur. Not to get the tzibur and the father, the mother, the baby, to bring the baby over to him, because this is a tircha de tzibur. Another case, we see the inyan of tircha de tzibur, how important it is. The halacha is, in the morning before we put our talis on, before shachis, we check the tzitzis. We see if they're okay, if they're kosher. Now the din is, if someone has an aliyah, befat a bocha, right, a chsidish bocha, definitely, maybe Ashkenazi bocha maybe wouldn't apply. The chsidish bocha, they don't wear talesim. Now he's called up for an aliyah to the Sefer Torah. The meaning is, al tzkovet tzibah, you give him a talis to wear. The shaila is now, that this talis, which has been laying around, hasn't been checked for goodness knows how long. If the talis is kosher. So you need to check the tzitzis, like we put here. There's no reason why that bocha shouldn't check the talis, the tzitzis, to see if it's kosher. The problem is, if he checks that talis, it's anas tzircha de tzibur. He's got to go through the tzitzis to check if it's kosher, and then he puts it on. All right, you don't make a bocha because the talis shula of a tzibur is potem bocha. But the checking, now boys, I ask you, how long does it take to check tzitzis? 20 seconds, 30 seconds is the maximum. Yet you see Chazal, the Taz Paskins, in Simen Yud Gimel, don't check the tzitzis. Why? So the Taz, tircha de tzibur, shaloi la tircha de tzibur, not to keep the tzibur waiting 30 seconds, because that's a tircha de tzibur. The tzibur are waiting to the tefillah, whatever it is, the Kriya Sotoya in this case, get on with it. Don't keep them waiting. I think there's only one time for one more example. Kedei shalai la tzibur. I don't want to be cholila. be echad bepevech belev and be matir the tzivan necessarily. But one, maybe one more example we get here. There's a tshuva. I'll say the tshuva for my zeder. Sticking the gears. My zeder viewed also advice in tshuvas yudial in Ebenezer Simon Rishon Ches. There was a case, a Maisa Shahoya, some people came late to davening and missed Kriya Satoya that day, Monday or Thursday or whenever. So they had no minion. You need a minion, plus you need Shishakuyim, you need people who haven't, six people who haven't heard Kriya Satoya. And they were desperate, they didn't want the day to go by without Kriya Satoya. So they asked the people, just as they were going out from the first minion, do us a favor, stay on a little bit, and make and be mashlima, we want to have Kriya Satoya.
They heard already.
Oh. And they want to go home, they want to go home for breakfast. So the Zayda viewed also at Paskins, no. Kedei Shaloy Lachasiba, these people are desperate to go home, they know how to go home. There's absolutely no chiyuv to keep them behind to be mashlim the tzipa. If he says, if they're not makim bishbim bokim, shei makpidim, avada gibis. If they want to, meotroina matoy, if they want to make up a minion, kuzuntahid. But kedei Shaloy Lachasiba, don't be matzirta. No, we should help attacker. We should come in time to our tefillahs and to our learning, and not to be matzir anybody unnecessarily.